Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've got the scoop on First Lady Melania Trump attending the annual First Lady's Lunch hosted by the Congressional Club at the Washington Hilton yesterday. This year's theme was A New Direction, complete with compass tablecloths. Highlights of the event include Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch's wife, Marie Louise, getting a huge round of applause when she walked the runway escorted by a military officer, as is the tradition. Melania Trump broke with tradition and did not walk the runway. Instead, she went to the dais in a soft blue pantsuit after everyone was at their chairs. Spotted in attendance, Kellyanne Conway, Karen Pence, who introduced the First Lady, Paul Pelosi, Jenna Ryan, and several female ambassadors. The gift bag was a custom-made Congressional Club tote filled with goodies. Not custom-made? The cream shawl with a Made in China label on the back of each chair that attendees were encouraged to take.
Donald Trump asked one question over and over again to wary House Republicans he was trying to get to vote for the health care bill. Are you with me? This is a big win for Trump. It wasn't him alone who pushed this bill across the finish line, but he, Vice President Mike Pence, and their staff worked hand in glove with House Republican leadership. One great detail, Trump called House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy with a list of Republican lawmakers he thought the Californian should talk to. The House Majority Leader was surprised because it's his job to know the whip count and he knows the conference like the back of his hand. Turns out Trump's list was pretty accurate, and after some conversations, they all ended up voting for the bill.
While it was a big day in the House, let's be real. The House Republican health care bill is dead on arrival in the Senate. Our colleagues Burgess Everett and Jen Habercorn have a piece filled with a slew of quotes with senators throwing cold water on Trump's big victory. So what's the strategy? Top-level aides tell us that Senate Republicans will put forward their own package in order to get into a formal negotiation between the Senate and House. The end product will invariably be a more liberal bill. But when you're that close to the goal line, Republicans will push each other over for the touchdown.
The American Action Network is spending $2 million over the next 11 days in 21 districts, thanking House Republicans who voted for the bill. The ads will only run in districts whose members voted for the piece of legislation. The group does not anticipate helping vulnerable members who did not support the bill.
Are we about to see Hillary Clinton 4.0? We've got a story this morning on Clinton launching a political group as soon as next week. And Cindy McCain is being eyed for a senior State Department role, AP's Josh Letterman is reporting.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin sat with us for the Playbook interview Thursday, touching on everything from party affiliation to health care. He believes there are a half dozen Democrats who would work to fix Obamacare.
In the juice, we've got King Carl XVII Gustaf of Sweden having dinner at Occidental last night. And Planned Parenthood is launching a six-figure ad bid targeting Republican Senators Jeff Flake, Dean Heller, and Cory Gardner.
We want to take a moment to thank you for being a valued Playbook audio briefing listener. In an effort to better get to know you and your listening habits, we ask you take a two-minute survey. Please go to politico.com/podcast survey. And of course, subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.